Sleep does not happen apart from the world in which a person lives. Income, employment, housing, neighborhood safety, noise, heat, crowding, caregiving, and access to healthcare can all shape the night. This means that sleep difficulty cannot always be solved by telling someone to develop more discipline. A person may know that a cool, dark, quiet bedroom supports sleep, but have no air conditioning, blackout curtains, private room, or control over neighborhood noise. A night worker may understand the importance of regular sleep timing, but receive a different schedule every week. A parent may prepare carefully for bed and still be awakened by a sick child. A person living in an unsafe area may remain alert because the organic human does not experience enough safety to release vigilance. The body's response is not necessarily stubbornness. It may be attempting to protect the person. Psalm 121:3-4 says, "He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." This scripture does not promise that danger is imaginary. It reminds us that we do not carry the entire burden of vigilance alone. God remains awake even when our surroundings make rest difficult. Christian ministry must not shame people for conditions they did not choose. Telling an exhausted person to just trust God can become spiritually careless when that person also needs safer housing, workplace changes, community support, medical evaluation, childcare assistance, or protection from violence. Biblical compassion names both spiritual and practical realities. James 2 warns against offering kind words while ignoring bodily needs. Therefore, a Christian response to sleep hardship may include prayer, but it may also include bringing a fan, helping with childcare, repairing a window, sharing transportation, providing a safe place to rest, connecting someone with housing assistance, or advocating for fair working conditions. Consider several realistic adaptations. When noise cannot be eliminated, reduce what can be reduced. A fan, quiet recorded sound, ear protection that remains safe for the situation, or a familiar adult lullaby may help soften unpredictable sounds. When rooms are shared, household members may discuss quiet periods, light use, device volume, alarms, and movement. Even partial cooperation can support rest. When he is present, use the coolest safe area available, improve airflow where possible, choose lighter clothing and bedding, and avoid recommendations that require expensive equipment. When safety is uncertain, appropriate alertness may be necessary. The goal is never to persuade someone to ignore danger. A safe night plan may include trusted contacts, charged communication devices, secure doors, emergency procedures, and help from community or public resources. When poverty limits choices, begin with no-cost or very low-cost practices. Daylight, movement, prayer, basic rhythm, reduced clock watching, scripture remembrance, and a short transition routine do not require luxury products. These practices cannot erase structural hardship. They may, however, provide meaningful support within difficult circumstances. The church, soul center, chaplain, or Christian life coach should listen before advising. Ask what the person's night is actually like. Do not assume that a recommendation is possible simply because it sounds simple. Sleep in the real world calls for truth, compassion, creativity, and justice. You are not failing because your circumstances make sleep difficult. God meets you within your actual life, and faithful people can help carry burdens that were never meant to be carried alone.